December 18th, tomorrow, the day DWI laws go into effect, and this could affect people who have DWI convictions. How could someone here in the U.S. with a DWI conviction be affected when they want to cross the border into Canada?
So, Tom, December 18th is a big day for Canadian legislation. Essentially, on December 18th, any driving while intoxicated offense will be deemed a serious criminal offense. And the reason that matters is if you're a U.S. citizen or anyone that's non-Canadian that wants to enter Canada, and after December 18th you receive a DWI or a DUI, you will not be able to enter Canada without a special permit. So it's important to know the law does not look backwards. So if you have a DWI, you know, from 2012, you don't need to worry about this change, but it's for convictions going forward. It's going to be harder to enter Canada.
So if you had a previous DWI conviction before December 18th of this year, that's not going to count against you?
Correct. So the government came out in a policy memo saying that this law will not be retroactive. It will only be impactful to people that get arrested and convicted after December 18th of 2018. So let's say, you know, at the end of the month, you're at a Bills game, you've had one too many, you get arrested and convicted of DWI, it's the end of December, you need to go up to Canada for, you know, an important business meeting or the death of a family member. That's going to be super tricky, if not impossible.
How tough will it be for someone to get that special permit if they've been convicted of a DWI after December 18th?
So the Canadian government realizes that people may have emergency reasons to enter Canada, you know, death of family members, what have you. There is a way to get a temporary entry permit, but it is given, you know, for only extreme measures, not someone's cousin's wedding. So there's that. But to get a permanent rehabilitation permit, which would basically allow you to enter Canada, under this new law, you have to wait 5 years to even make that application.
So you'll have to wait a little bit.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. How difficult will it be after that five-year period to reapply?
Well, that remains to be seen. Usually, if you can show evidence of rehabilitation and the fact that perhaps the conviction was just a one-off, you know, a bad moment of judgment in your life, the Canadian government is usually pretty welcoming in issuing those permits. Now, like anything with government, it takes a while to get one. If you file it through the mail, it can take over a year. So it's not anything that's quick and easy.
What advice do you have for people who like to have a good time, go to a Bills game, go to a Sabres game and vibe a little bit to keep themselves out of trouble?
Yeah, so it's really important to not drink and drive. We all know that. And it's never been easier not to do that with Uber and Lyft being readily available. So obviously don't drink and drive. If you do unfortunately make a bad decision and that occurs, it's really important to discuss with your criminal lawyer or your DWI lawyer that you do have some connection to Canada, whether it's job or family, or lots of U.S. citizens in Buffalo own cottages in Crystal Beach. It's really important to bring that to your lawyer's attention so they can use that as part of a negotiation factor, you know, before you actually commit to a full DWI or what have you.
And a DWI arrest that gets pleaded down to less than DWI, that would not be affected?
Well, the Canadian law that goes into effect on December 18th says any driving offense like a DWI, driving under the influence, a driving while impaired, those are the lesser levels of DWIs, are still problematic for entry to Canada.